Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Day 178, unbelievable. Day 191, when Joe promised that he wouldn't stab Americans in the back and abandon them. He, of course, has changed the page. The media mob, they never talk about it. They've turned the page. And here we stand pretty much alone, maybe a couple of others, not forgetting the people, our fellow citizens, their families, military family members, thousands of green card holders eligible to live here legally. And of course, the tens of thousands of Afghani allies that we had that we swore we'd never do this to. By the way, good news for any of you that are crack addicts that listen to this show. Linda, did you hear about this news? This is very important. Our tax dollars at work, and the Biden administration will fund the distribution of crack pipes to drug addicts as part of their plan to advance racial equity. Washington Free Beacon. By saying that, are they insisting that, well, let me give you the details. It's a $30 million grant program. It closed applications yesterday and will begin in May, and they will provide funds to nonprofits, local governments, to help make drug use safer for addicts. Included in the grant, which is overseen by the Department of Health and Human Services, are funds for smoking kits and supplies. Spokesperson for the agency telling the Washington Free Beacon that these kits will provide pipes for users to smoke crack cocaine, crystal meth, and any illicit substance. Applicants for the grants are prioritized if they treat a majority of, quote, underserved communities, including African Americans, LGBTQ plus persons, as established under Biden's executive order on advancing racial equality. Or racial equity, forgive me. Democratic-run cities, San Francisco, Seattle, they're doing it in New York now, distributing, you know, these kits to residents. Now, I don't know, maybe I'm old-fashioned. I'm a pretty anti-drug person. You know, I'm very pro-medicine, very pro, you know, you need drugs to lower your cholesterol or your blood pressure. I'm all for it. You know, if you need, you can't, I know people that take Ambien, they can't sleep without it. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Just, I hope you're not one of the few people that drive their car on it. Not that everyone does, but that's been used as a defense. I don't know if it's true or not. And I'm like, why would we help people? If you're using methamphetamine or crack cocaine, guess what? Or heroin, you're committing suicide. Why would we take our tax dollars and aid and abet and assist people committing suicide? You're just committing slower suicide, but you will die if you continue smoking crack, shooting heroin, and using methamphetamines on a regular basis, obviously, considering, assuming you're an addict. If you're going to do anything, which, you know, is questionable too, because once you get addicted to, for example, the opiates, the odds of you getting off them are extraordinarily low. They're not high, even with treatment. But the fact is, if you're going to do anything, why don't you open up a center and offer free drug counseling, you know, or work with Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, whatever the groups are, and maybe fund them a little bit so they can have facilities so they can accommodate more people. And maybe you can even go around where people are shooting up in San Francisco and hand out flyers and say, if you want to get off this crap, this Schiff, Adam Schiff, if you want to get off it, here's how we're offering free help. Why don't we do it that way? I don't know. Doesn't that sound like a better idea? I should be in politics, right, Linda?
I think you'd be a wonderful politician.
And the Washington Free Beacon, a member of the 9/11 2001 hijacking team who was stopped before he could help his fellow terrorists slam those planes into the World Trade Center buildings and the Pentagon and that field in Pennsylvania. Well, now the Biden administration is slated to set free the would-be 9/11 hijacker imprisoned at Gitmo for his role in this deadly attack on Americans that killed nearly 3,000 of our fellow Americans. His name is Mohammed El-Qantani. I'm sure I didn't pronounce the last name right, nor do I care. He planned to hijack planes on September 11th, was denied entry into the U.S. It will be transferred to Saudi Arabia following the Biden administration's decision last week to set him free. He's scheduled to be flown to Saudi Arabia and placed in a custodial rehabilitation and mental health care program for extremists. Okay, I can't take it anymore. How dumb can you be? How stupid are they? You know, just like now Joe Biden is making Putin rich again. Fire Keystone XL pipeline workers, fire other energy sector workers, high-paying career jobs, and give a waiver to Vladimir Putin to make Russia and Putin rich again. You know, any connection to the money the Biden family made personally from Russia and a Russian oligarch and the former First Lady of Moscow? Same thing with China. I mean, how stupid is it that we even... Why didn't anyone raise any objections to the Olympics being held in China? Why? By the way, they don't even have real snow. Every bit of snow... And this is the Winter Olympics, is fake snow. By the way, is fake snow like the stuff that you get in, you know, ski resorts? I don't even know what the hell they're talking about with the fake snow. I don't think America's gotten a gold medal yet. Have we gotten one? I haven't seen one.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not watching it. I don't think anybody else is watching it either, to be perfectly frank with you.
Yeah, honestly, well, they're not watching it. We've seen the ratings. Nobody's watching it. It's 13, 14 hours later. Nobody cares. You want the results? You can get them right now. You can go to
But everybody's
phone.
Sick. They got all these reports. They're stuck in these quarantine hotels. They're sick. They're getting crap food. They can't work out. The athletes are being treated terribly. It's a hot mess.
And Joe just explains it all the way. Well, they have different norms than us. And Nancy Pelosi urging the athletes not to speak out because you might get in trouble and everything. And they might get mad at you. Unbelievable. Tom Cotton demanding answers from Merrick Garland over a slap on the wrist for this BLM member. This was in the New York Post. He sent an inquiry to Merrick Garland demanding answers regarding a lenient prison sentence of the guy convicted of burning down a pawn shop in Minneapolis. We talked about this about a week ago, killing a 30-year-old man inside during the 2020 riots, the ones that we don't have any committee on. And anyway, his name is Montez Terrell Lee, Rochester, Minnesota, sentenced to only 10 years in jail and followed by 3 years of supervised release. Why would you get, you killed somebody? And he was caught on surveillance camera pouring accelerant around the shop as the building's destroyed. A second video records this guy in front of the shop saying, expletive, this place, we're going to burn this expletive down. And we find out authorities discovered the body of a 30-year-old man in the rubble. Medical examiner's office attributed the man's death to inhalation of products of combustible and thermal injury, building fire. In response to the sentencing, you know, how could the government conclude that he didn't appear to pose a danger to society because the judge took into account, well, he was out there protesting for a legitimate reason? You can't make this up. You really can't. Jen Psaki was asked yesterday during a press conference, you know, whether or not the Biden administration is investigating ties between the Freedom Convoy and America's, quote, right wing. And a reporter says the situation on the Canadian border in Ottawa, the truckers' protest, there does seem to be evidence that these truckers are getting support from conservative forces or right-wing forces in the U.S. Why don't they ever refer to the left-wing as left-wing? What happened in the summer of 2020? Were they right-wingers or left-wingers? You know, what is BLM? What is Antifa? Are they left-wing or right-wing? You know, anyway, is there any kind of involvement, U.S. authorities looking with at the money flow and where it's coming from that are going to truckers? Well, I would say a couple of things. Psaki circles back. This doesn't answer your question, but I wanted to get this out there to as well on this particular topic. Then I'll come around. We've been engaged since the outset, blah, blah, blah. Hopefully can answer some of your questions. I should say protests. They have been zero impacts on CBP operations. And some shippers have had to reroute, but CBP has been in communication. In terms of an assessment of any other engagement from here, we don't really have any update on that or any investigation to read out at this point in time. Nothing to read out? That's not exactly a denial. That's a little scary. We're going to do interest rates, by the way, have already begun their climb. We now have a 27% increase in our trade deficit in Biden's first year. If you want to look at inflation, by the way, you love avocados, don't you? I guarantee you love avocados.
I had two of them today. Shocker. Thank you for asking.
You can put that in that green puke vomit looking drink that you suck down, and that disgusting orange drink that you suck down every day as well.
That's why it's going to live forever and irritate you forever. You
that doesn't irritate me. You want to drink puke? You drink puke. I don't care.
That's
I'm not drinking all day long. I'm eating meat all day. Anyway, we're now seeing that 10-year treasuries are going up. 30-year treasuries are going up. And in 1982, when inflation hit 13%, interest rates eventually rose to 21%. Consumer price index now is 7%. Wholesale price inflation rate, leading indicators, 9.6%. We're not that far away from Jimmy Carter's recession that obviously Reagan inherited and then got us out of with the greatest period of peacetime economic growth in history, something Joe can't do. So it's just, this is all coming around. I'm not sure why. Apparently, I guess Kamala Harris's husband was in a schoolyard and was escorted out very quickly by Secret Service. I hope he's okay. We'll watch that. And we'll find out. Now, what's funny is the media still won't talk about the science of Johns Hopkins. Why is that? Jen Psaki, she ducked her questions about Johns Hopkins, and we have a lot of COVID news today. Finally, this cabinet member, Dr. Eric Lander, director of the White House Office of Science and Technology, resigned after an internal White House investigation found credible evidence that he speaks harshly and disrespectfully to colleagues. Okay, we'll find out more about that. Now, this is interesting, too. The IRS has now had to backtrack for a third time. Remember they were pushing the IRS, any $600 financial transaction you're involved in, they wanted information on it. Remember they wanted $87 billion so they can hire more agents so that you can all get the Hannity treatment? In other words, the way I get treated every year? Remember they, you know, all of these different things that they've been out there. Remember they were trying to get amnesty stuck in Build Back Better at least 5, 6, 7 times, you know, or, you know, they want speed lights everywhere to see if you're speeding. You talk about a Big Brother nightmare and a lack of privacy nightmare. That's a disaster. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number. We got a lot coming up today. All things Simple Man O'Reilly. He'll join us today. We'll look at the economy with our experts coming up. Look, it's actually funny to watch this. Democrats are like, they can't get far enough away from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They just can't. One Democratic governor from Nevada, Steve Sisolak, is that how you say his name? Anyway, said he doesn't know whether Biden should run for re-election in light of the stresses that the president has endured during his first year of his term. I don't know if he should run for re-election. In other words, you're a mess, Joe. You're going to screw it up for everybody else. Get, you know, you might want to retire. Congressional Democrats, by the way, in spite of all these proclamations, they support the police. President saying last Thursday, the answer is not to defund the police. He did say during the campaign he'd redirect monies from the police. Kamala Harris, we know her praising the LAPD for defunding the police, promoting that bail fund in Minneapolis. Anyway, Cori Bush is out there now saying, my colleagues keep telling us to wait. They keep telling us defunding the police and investing in communities won't work. Well, their policies keep ending up with police murdering black people. Enough patronizing. Listen to the movements that are telling you how to save lives. Bush not alone among the defund movement. Of course, AOC, then the list goes on. Congresswoman Omar, Congresswoman Presley, and others and others. AOC is the most influential person in that Congress, period. It's pretty amazing to me. This is pretty interesting, Linda. We don't care if people fly in private planes, do we? It's up to them.
Of course.
But when people fly in private planes and lecture the rest of us about the cars we drive, then we have a right to call out hypocrisy. Well, Nancy Pelosi apparently shelled out nearly $500,000 for private jets since October of 2020. Now, I don't care how she flies, but don't lecture the rest of America on the need for carbon emissions just like John Kerry. Anyway, the campaign paid an advanced aviation team $423,000 for services used on 10 occasions for a private airplane. If John Kerry really believes, why isn't he getting on commercial flights? You know, I love the hypocrisy. Gavin Newsom, no mask. The Mayor Garcetti, no mask, but I held my breath. Stacey Abrams, classroom of kids, no mask. This is racist. I'm like, are you kidding me? You got to be kidding me. She, you know, claimed racism. And, of course, ignoring the science that they only cling to when it's convenient science.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation, without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Democratic governors are now undermining Biden's case for the mask mandates. And Biden's been going after several states for not imposing these mask mandates in school. Biden's been out there attacking governors like Greg Abbott, Ron DeSantis. More governors from blue states now are joining their red state gubernatorial colleagues in phasing out mask mandates. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy nearly lost. He should have lost. It was so close. Nobody paid enough attention to it. We paid some. We should have paid more. Anyway, he made the announcement. Same in Connecticut. In Virginia, the Supreme Court there rejected a challenge to Governor Youngkin's executive order allowing parents to opt out of the school mask mandate. That's a huge win. That is a very big win. And Youngkin noted governors in New Jersey, Delaware had announced and elsewhere that they'd be removing the school mask mandate some point in March. You could see what's building here. It's building this trucker's convoy in Ottawa in Canada is now spreading across the globe. You now see it in Europe. Truckers are leading the way. You see this convoy building. They're going to drive from California to Washington, D.C. That's happening as well. They have the support of all these people that are fed up because the government is overreached and they've been wrong on everything that they've told us, as evidenced by the Johns Hopkins studies. Oh, yeah. Don't ever consider this these draconian shutdowns and mandates ever again because it didn't work the first time and it ended up being more destructive than anybody knew. Chicago area high school students staged a walkout when the principal told them to mask up for class or leave. They decided to leave. An Illinois judge blocked the state school mask mandate there. Now, what's fascinating is how this is all impacting Biden. Biden's holding his line and clinging to his precious mask for dear life. Anyway, so he's at odds with governors now from both parties over these school mask mandates. Maybe Stacey Abrams didn't get the memo. Anyway, so the White House continues, you know, this ongoing mandate for schools. Now these other, all these other states are saying, you know what? You're not dictating to us anymore. We're not taking your mandates anymore. Here's why. There was a headline in justthenews.com, and it's COVID mandates falling in schools due to political flips, courts, and fear of electoral wrath. That last part is the answer. Fear of electoral wrath. In other words, they know the people don't want it, but yet they've been forcing it on them anyway. And anyway, so the hypocrisy is breathtaking. My favorite is Mayor Garcetti. When I took the picture at the football game without my mask on, I just held my breath. Oh, is that the new method of being maskless? Just hold your breath. You can take a picture. Biden's health advisor apologizing for spreading COVID disinformation. We have a Biden health advisor. His name is Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, because he claimed that that unvaxxed children are at risk of contracting a serious condition from the Omicron variant during an interview on MSDNC. With the Omicron variant, kids are either going to get the vaccine or they'll likely get a serious condition of Omicron. It's just the opposite. This guy's a medical doctor. Oh, but they're going to complain about Joe Rogan and what he had to say, that he and his doctor decided how to treat their COVID, or that he interviewed the creator of the technology that allowed for the creation of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, Dr. Robert Malone. God forbid we ask him his opinion. He spent his whole life studying these things, and just because he doesn't toe the Fauci-Biden line, God help this guy. There is a CNN medical contributor, Dr. Liana Nguyen, and apparently she's now made a complete 180 on mask wearing. Well, Clay Travis had a good point. So Jeff Zucker gets fired. Now their top health expert goes on the network and says COVID restrictions should end and parents should get to decide whether their kids wear a mask in school or not. It's kind of a good point. And of course, Stacey Abrams is getting bashed by everybody. But she thinks it has to do with racism. I don't think that's the reason. Far left wing radical Congressman Ted Lieu is now embracing natural immunity. Oh, okay. Welcome to the team. Barack Obama was caught maskless as he was overseeing construction of his new multi-million dollar mansion in, I think this was Hawaii, where his next one is being built. I don't know. I don't really care. It's not that. The most important thing that's going on here is this is a movement that is building. And it's amazing how things happen organically. It really is. And Canadian truckers now have shut down the busiest border crossing in North America. And it's impacting this side of the border. You know, in Detroit, roads are backed up, et cetera, et cetera. And we now have exposed GoFundMe as being, you know, another big tech thumb on your whatever points of view you have. There's another alternative that's available. It's called Give, Send, Go. I've told you about it. Their founders ripping the authoritarian big tech after GoFundMe seized the Canadian truckers' cash. Anyway, after they shut down the fundraising for the Freedom Convoy in Canada, donors flocked to Christian crowdfunding platform Go, Send, Go. I'm sorry, Give, Send, Go to support the truckers protesting the mandates in Ottawa. And the founder and CFO of the platform, his name is Jacob Wells, is now calling out GoFundMe and other big tech for their authoritarian style of social platforms, which he says promote bias as facts and causes further division. I think that was probably one of the most interesting sidebars to the Joe Rogan story is, now, apparently he got two offers. I've never heard of Odyssey, so I don't know anything about them. But I do know Rumble. And they're a legitimate, successful, so far, organization as an alternative to YouTube. Apparently, we have a pretty big following, according to my team, on Rumble. And they offered Joe Rogan a $100 million deal to continue his podcast if, in fact, Spotify caves and gives in. Anyway, now you have more instances of Justin Trudeau calling, you know, these truckers names. And I really can't believe how stupid he is. Four Republican attorneys generals are going to be investigating GoFundMe for the removal of the Canadian truck fundraiser. There was actually in New York, this kind of shocked me. You had thousands of New York City workers. They're all going to lose their jobs this Friday because of the vaccine mandate and edict issued by the new mayor, Adams. He's the mayor on tape talking about crackers. Anyway, hundreds of those workers marched across the Brooklyn Bridge yesterday while making common cause with the Canadian Freedom Convoy. And I couldn't believe the size of the crowd. It almost covered the entire bridge. I mean, a lot of people working for New York City government. That's one way to look at it. A judge has banned truckers from honking their horns for 10 days as Trudeau, who, you know, is cowering and hiding and just name calling. You know, anyway, Canadian judge banned truckers from constantly honking their horns during protests. The problem they're going to have is most of the cops are on the trucker side. There's been no instances of violence at all whatsoever. You know, and what's Justin Trudeau do? He cowers, hides, and, you know, lashes out at truckers and calls them names. And individuals are trying to block our democracy and our economy and our fellow citizens' lives. This pandemic has sucked for all Canadians, he said. Everyone's tired of COVID, but these protests are not the way to get through it. That's what he said. And then he even goes after him further. You know, he's back demonizing them. Ultra-white, right-wing crazies. Really? Now, this was in, I think, the Daily Mail. And so they have also denied that they have ties to ultra-right-wing groups, insisting they're ordinary truckers. Well, what are they, fake truckers? Are they acting as truckers? Because if you're not trained to drive that truck, you can't actually get it there. It's, you know, that's why we send people to driving school. It's not the simplest piece of equipment to drive. Anyway, it's intimidation, nothing else, said the Freedom Convoy protested in the Daily Mail. But he's calling them racist again and again and again. And it looks like the people still support the truckers and they're not going anywhere. They say they're staying. They're not going. In New Zealand, protesters are blocking streets outside of Parliament. It's happening now. The truckers are organizing in countries all over Europe. And, of course, here in the U.S. Pretty amazing. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. The Spotify thing with Joe Rogan, I think there's a beginning to calm down, don't you think, Linda?
It has to.
Yeah, I mean, there's a news cycle, it's called. Neil Young.
Well, it's not even that. It's just they're seeing the mass support, and the argument is flawed because he killed it because he didn't try to deny it, or he said, "I was sorry." He said it was taken out of context, but regardless of the context, it should have never been said. I mean, what are you going to say?
I totally agree with you. The only context, and it's not in his case, because I've talked to people who've actually gone back. I don't have the time to go back and watch every podcast and every moment. The only context that might have been appropriate if he said, anyone that says this word and said it is ignorant and racist and it should never be said, but that's not what happened in his case. But I did believe the sincerity of his apology. And unlike everybody on the left, I'm not trying to get everybody fired. And at the end of the day, the people that can fire Joe Rogan, the people that have the most power to fire Joe Rogan, are his viewers and listeners. And I don't think they're going anywhere. If anything, I think there's been so much attention drawn to Joe Rogan, he's going to have more viewers and more listeners to his podcast.
Agreed.
You know, it's not even a criticism. I don't know Joe Rogan, but my only problem with Joe Rogan and his podcast is he does really long, long interviews. I mean, I just don't have that kind of time built into my day to be able to spend, you know, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours listening to Joe Rogan and, say, Elon Musk. Now, I did watch that.
I'm lucky if I can
podcast.
Get 5 minutes with you.
Yeah, that's true.
My God,
I'm busy doing my own shows, so I don't have time. But I have spent time, and I watched a couple of his episodes. I love the one with Elon Musk. I don't know why I'm fascinated with Elon Musk. It was the strangest thing, though. In the middle of the interview, he pulls out a joint and lights up a joint. Because you know how anti-drug I am, and I'm pro-freedom, but I'm just like, I don't know. Anybody that I know that ever did, you know, these drugs regularly, they're usually lost in their head and just, you know, pretty useless. But a guy like Elon Musk is a real innovator in our time. It reminds me a lot of the Men That Built America series, you know, the Carnegies, the Mellons, the Fords, Henry Fords of the world, etc. And by the way, that when you get to know their stories, these were ruthless people. I mean, they were out to crush each other. Basically, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And Elon Musk, I mean, he's an incredible innovator. And I don't know why the left hates him so much, considering he's at the forefront of maybe the newest technology that will give us a car that we would actually want to drive that is electric and we don't have to fill up a gas tank. Now, I would think liberals would applaud that. But apparently they don't like him. Why do they not like him? The idea that he's going to fly, you know, to space, or Jeff Bezos flies to space. If you got billions, I think it's a pretty cool idea. I love the interest. I love the science behind it, if you will. I love the curiosity behind it. By the way, that was my description of Joe Rogan. That's how I would describe him, as somebody who's curious and willing to talk to anybody and ask any question. And I never thought I would have been interested in a Miley Cyrus interview. But I found her very interesting, and her answers, and she's so outgoing and very, very bright and smart. I know her dad really well. I used to be friends with him. And, you know, you have an image of any rocker or any musician, and then you get to know them a little bit better. And I felt her honesty was just totally, completely refreshing. I don't know. What do you think of her? You've never seen her.
She's had some interesting moments. I'm not here to judge and jury anybody. You know,
but she talks about him. I mean, she's like, there was nothing she held back. She was just being brutally honest.
Well, most people are like that on that podcast because it is long form. And it's also, you know, it's on the internet. You can listen to it. You can say things you can't say, you know, like us. You know, we're controlled by the FCC. We have to be very careful. They don't have to do that. They can speak their mind, say it the way they say it, you know.
We find ways around it. Adam Schiff.
Dump buttons
are our friend. The Schiff Show. Yeah, you have to dump. Truth be told, the person that gets dumped the most on this program is you. Truth be told.
Well, like, you know, I get angry.
This is what I do. I'm on the talkback. Dump, 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 dump. Okay.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.